The Green Party convention in Milwaukee is getting ready to nominate its presidential candidate, endorse the independent candidacy of Ralph Nader, or possibly make a dual endorsement. At a candidates' forum last night, Green presidential contender David Cobb says he wants the party to grow. But he says progressives in battleground states should vote their conscience this fall and possibly even vote for Democrat John Kerry, because the top goal is to defeat Republican incumbent George W. Bush.
John Kerry is a corporatist and a militarist. And I will excoriate the principle, the issues upon which John Kerry supported. But you know what? George W. Bush is genuinely dangerous, folks.
But Nader's newly selected running mate, Green Party activist Peter Camejo, strongly disagrees with Cobb's strategy. Camejo says Republican and Democrat politicians are too much alike.
10 million votes, 20 million votes for Nader would do more to stop the war drive and to strengthen working people than whatever happens between these two major parties. There has to come a day when we say, free at last. I will never vote for them again.
Camejo and Cobb have the highest number of committed convention delegates behind them. But Green presidential candidate Kent Mezplay wants party members to see him as a compromise candidate, mixing political ideals and aggressiveness. Lorna Salzman is also making a bid to be the Greens' presidential pick. She says she'd help the Greens appeal to new constituencies so they don't risk becoming an elitist party. Polls show Nader with enough support to make a difference in a Bush-Kerry matchup. But Nader may need Green Party backing to get on the ballot in many states. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.